Florida's decision to turn Medicaid over to private insurance providers was sold as a way to control the rising costs of the program. But as early as last year, Democratic Representative Janet Cruz said she was starting to feel like she was sold a bill of goods.
I continually heard that we would be able to contain costs and that this would be much more cost effective, but I'm looking at these numbers and I don't see that.
Even though it seems like a long time that we've been working on managed care, you're really still in kind of a transition period.
That's state economist Amy Baker. And not much has changed since that September 2015 exchange. More recent projections of the program show the price tag continues to increase. It's slated to balloon from $25 billion to nearly $31 billion by 2020. But House Health Budget Staff Director Krista Kalamess sees the increase in a different light.
The whole program costs more money every year. Most of those new costs are because we are treating more people. More people have enrolled. This is what the costs are per person, how much money Medicaid is paying to treat individual people. And that cost is going down.
And she says it's not due to restrictions on care.
So some of that is, for example, the nursing home population, nursing homes, the fewer people you treat there that you care for in the home, that's less money. What this shows is that the care management appears to be working. We're preventing catastrophic bad events from happening. If plans were systematically denying care, we would see a spike in those crisis moments. But we're not seeing that according to this chart.
Children make up the greatest share of Medicaid recipients, but they also cost less to treat because they carry lower risks. Adults with disabilities and those in nursing home care cost more, but there are fewer of them. There are presently conversations about what to do with those populations. The state is working on a new payment system for nursing homes to try and reduce costs there. And there's always an attempt to shave some dollars off the state's medically needy program, which assists people who are low income but don't qualify for Medicaid. So while the cost per person may be down, that doesn't mean everything is rosy. Providers have complained about difficulty getting paid. Patients have complained about difficulties getting seen. And insurers claim the state has shortchanged them. Kalamess says she believes there are probably other issues that just haven't been brought to light yet.
I will tell you that I think complaints are underreported. We hear from your constituents all the time. We hear from advocacy organizations that there are issues that they're not reporting. It would help if they would report them so that ACA could track them and see whether they have just a few one-off problems or a systemic problem. But we certainly do have some underreporting of complaints. Yes, sir.
The federal government is presently picking up 61% of the tab while the state picks up the rest. But as the economy continues to recover, the federal share is slated to go down while the state's is expected to go up, compounding an already difficult situation. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.